Today's daf is Afod Zara daf Nun Gimel. We left off in daf Nun Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. So let's pick it up from the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ovid Kuchav Mevatel Avod Zucham Shalo Vishal Chavero. And Ovid Kuchav, a non-Jew, is allowed to be Mevatel, has the ability to be Mevatel, his Avod Zara and an Avod Zara that belongs to another Ovid Kuchav. The Yisrael in Mevatel Avod Zucham Shalo Ovid Kuchav. But a Jew is not able to be Mevatel, the Avod Zara of an Ovid Kuchav. Rashi points out, obviously, we've discussed before that a Jew is also not allowed to be mevatel an avodah zarah of a Yisrael. But the point is that that's a kal v'chomer, that if a Jew is not allowed to even be mevatel an avodah zarah shel ovid kochavim, kol shkein that he's not allowed to be mevatel avodah kochavim di Yisrael, because the halacha is that avodah kochavim di Yisrael is ein lebetela olamis, it can never become batel. The sum b'seiser k'siv, we learn dashen from the pasuk that it never becomes batel. So the Mishnah is only emphasizing the greater chiddush, that even in Avodah Zarah and Ovid Kochavim, a Jew is not able to be Mevatel. HaMevatel Avodah Kochavim Mevatel Mishamsheha. If a person is Mevatel in Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah are Batel Memela, they're Batel along with the Bittel of the Avodah Zarah. Bittel Mishamsheha Mishamshin Mutarin Vihyasura. But if a person is only Mevatel the Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, so the Mishamshin becomes Batel, their mutter, but the Avodah Zarah does not get dragged along together with the Mishamshin. The Avodah Zarah remains Aser. So says the Gemara, Masni Le Rebbe Le Rabbi Shimon Berei, it should be, because Rabbi Shimon Berei is obviously the son of Rebbe, so the way to phrase that would be Rebbe taught to Rabbi Shimon, his own son, Ovid Kochavim Mevatel Avodah Kochavim Shalo Vishal Chavero, that Ovid Kochavim could be Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah and an Avodah Zarah that belongs to somebody else. Amar Lei Rebbe, Shanisa Lanabi Aldusecha, so he said, Rebbe, but didn't you teach us when you were younger, Ovid Kochavim Mevatel Avodah Kochavim Shalo Vishal Yisrael, that an Ovid Kochavim could be Mevatel his Avodah Zarah, and not just Vishal Chavero, but even an Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, you taught us, an Ovid Kochavim could be Mevatel. So frankly, Gemara, what are you talking about? The Yisrael and Mika Mevatela, Vavasam Seser Ksiv, how can you say that he could be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael? We darshan from a pasuk that it's ein lebetela olamis, that an avodah zarah of Yisrael could never become batel. So Amar Rabbi Hillel Breid Rabbi Vilas lo nitzrucha. Now this statement from Rabbi Hillel Breid Rabbi Vilas, we're going to have several different versions of where to apply it. So this is version number one of where to apply. I think we're going to have three different possibilities of where to apply this statement. So we're applying in this first version, we're using it as an answer to the question of what in the world was Rabbi thinking when he said that an Ovid Kochavim could be Mevatel in Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. So Amar Rav Hillel Breid Rav Vilas Lo Nitzcha Sheyesh Lo Ba Shutfus. Now we're talking about a case where the Ovid Kochavim has a Shutfus together with the Yisrael in the Avodah Zarah, where Rebbe, when he was younger, originally taught such an Avodah Zarah, an Ovid Kochavim is allowed to be Mevatel, an Avodah Zarah that he has a Shutfus in. And then when Rebbe got older, Bizeknuso, he said, no, an Ovid Kochavim can only be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah Shalo, that's entirely his, and an Avodah Zarah Shal Chavero that belongs to another Ovid Kochavim, but not one that he has Shutfus with the Yisrael in. So, Frek the Gemara, okay, Bialduso Maikasavar, Bizeknuso Maikasavar. What did Rebbe hold when he was younger, and what did Rebbe hold when he got older? Why did he change his mind? So Bialduso, so meaning even the Havamina of Rebbe needs a little bit of limud. We need to be able to explain it. Now obviously if he changed his mind when he got older, he held that he was wrong when he was younger, and you have a lot of times in Shas like that, where someone will say Dvarim Shamarti Lefnechem Talosein Biyadi, whatever I told you previously, that was a mistake. And that's Darka Shel Torah, that's the way of Talmidei Chachamim all the time, that they have the integrity and the intellectual honesty to say that they made a mistake in the past, to reanalyze a halacha and come to a different conclusion. But at the same time, we still go back and try to analyze what they were thinking in the first place. Chaim Voloshin writes, when the Gemara in Sukkah darshins, Va'alo lo yibol, that the leaves, its leaves should not wither. The Gemara says is a reference to afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chacham tzrichim limud, that even the normal sichas chulin of tamidei chacham requires limud. So Chaim Vleshner says, my high talmud chacham speaks sichas chulin. Person's not supposed to be speaking sichas chulin. Talmud chacham is not supposed to be speaking sichas chulin. So Chaim Vleshner writes that sichas chulin refers to the havamina in the shir, that sometimes he'll develop a mahalich in learning a sugya, and then he'll realize afterwards that the mahalich was wrong. But there's what to be learned. It's srichel nimud even from the havamina, even from what he initially thought. So the Gemara wants to know, so what did Rebbe think initially, and what changed his mind? So says the Gemara, Bialduso savar Yisrael adaita David chavim palach. When Rebbe was younger, he thought that when the Yisrael has a shutvus together with the Ovid chavim in the Avodah Zarah, and he worships, he's only worshipping Aldas the Ovid chavim, Kivan David Aldas his partner, Kivan David chavim vatal de nafshei, the Yisrael nami mevatla. So once the Ovid chavim is mevatal his chelik in it, so the Jew is has no interest either. It's an automatic bittel. That's what Rabbi originally thought. But ubizeknuso savar Yisrael adaita de nafshei palach. But then when he got older, he realized, or he thought, that a Jew worships Aldas himself, even if he happens to have a shutfus with a guy. It's not the peer pressure of the Ovid Chavim that's forcing him into the worship. He's worshipping based on his own beliefs, based on his own Yetzer Hara. Ki mevatel Ovid Chavim dinafshei, the Yisrael lo batel. And therefore, when the Ovid Chavim is mevatel his chelek in the Avodah Zarah, the Jew's chelek is not automatically batel, it's not necessarily batel. That is application number one of the statement of Rabbi Vilas. Ika de Masina Asefa. Others have the statement of Rabbi Vilas in connection to the Seifa of our Mishnah. Yisrael eino mevatel avodas chavim shel ovid kochavim. That Yisrael cannot be, by the Seifa again, we mean the second case, not the second halacha, not the third halacha. That a Yisrael, it says in the second halacha in the Mishnah, that Yisrael cannot be mevatel an avodah zarah of ovid kochavim. So, frankly, Gemara Pshita. Of course, that's obvious that he cannot be mevatel. So I'm Rabbi Hillel Bered Rabbi Vilas Lo Nitzrucha Ela Sheyesh Lo Bashutfus. Now that's where Rabbi Hillel Bered Rabbi Vilas says that's only the Chiddush is that we're speaking in our Mishnah that a Jew and a guy have a shutfus together in the Avodah Zarah, and that's what it's telling me, that the Jew cannot be mevatel an Avodah Zarah shel Ovid Kochavim. Bekamash Melon Yisrael Hu Delo Mevatel Dovid Kochavim Avlo Ovid Kochavim Denafshei Mevatel. What's the Chiddush of that? That if, when a Jew has a shutfus, he can't be mevatel an avodah zarah shel ovid kochavim. That's also pashut. So no, the chiddush is the diuk that you can make from that. That if the Mishnah is telling you that when they have a shutfus, Yisrael cannot be mevatel avodah zarah shel ovid kochavim, it's telling you, yeah, a Yisrael can't be mevatel such an avodah zarah, but an ovid kochavim d'nafshei is mevatel. An ovid kochavim could be mevatel his own chelek of the avodah zarah. If you look at Rashi, on the top, Amar Rabbi Hillel Nitzchal Sheish Lo Yisrael Shutfus Ba V'Hagufa Lo Yisrael Chashmina. Now that halacha itself is still not a chiddush. Ta Nami Pshita Sheinu Yachol Vatel Chelkos Shel Ovid Kochavim, because that's also obvious that he can't be mevatel the chelik of the Ovid Kochavim. Shafilu Shelo Ein Yachol Vatel, because he can't even be mevatel his own chelik. Why should having a chelik help in being mevatel the Ovid Kochavim's chelik? El LeMeidak Mina. But the point is to make the following diuk. That Yisrael who delo mevatel chelik ovid kochavim, that the Jew cannot be mevatel the chelik of the ovid kochavim, aval ovid kochavim yachol levatel chelik atzmo, but the ovid kochavim can be mevatel his own chelik. V'lo amrinan kiyechi dechelkol shel Yisrael lo batil chelik shel ovid kochavim nami lo batil. What's the chiddush? One might have thought that if the chelik of the Yisrael is ein lebatel olamis, could never become batel. So I might think that the chelik of the ovid kochavim gets dragged along with it and also will never become batel. So kamash malan the Ovid Kochavim does have the ability to be mevatel his own chelek in an avodah zarah that's jointly owned with a Jew. Now that's the way many Rishonim learn this sugya. Rashi, Rabbeinu Chanana learns it the same way. So fret the Ritva. If this is the case, what are we saying here? The whole chiddush is that when an avodah zarah is owned jointly by an Ovid Kochavim in Israel, the Ovid Kochavim can be mevatel his own chelek. So fret the Ritva. Wait a second. his own chelik is aser anyway, mipnei chelik shel Yisrael. Meaning, even after he does the bittel, and what are they going to do? So half of the avodah zarah is now bittel. So what? They're going to split it, and they're going to say, okay, the part that goes to the Ovid Kochavim was his chelik, and therefore it's bittel, and that's mutter, and the part that goes to Yisrael is his chelik, and it remains aser. There's a halacha that called breira. There's the halacha by breira is that ein breira bida oraisa, that we can't retroactively say when two people own something jointly and then you later split it, you can't say, oh, must be that the chelek that this partner got was really his chelek the entire time, and the chelek the other partner got was his chelek the entire time. No, both the Yisrael and the Ovid Kochavim owned jointly every single molecule of that Ovid Kochavim. So we don't go and retroactively split it and say this was the chelek that he owned the entire time. So even if the Ovid Kochavim can be mevatel his own chelek, you're never going to be able to separate it out. You're never going to be able to have anything that's actually mutter to use based on his being mevatel that chelek. So the Rishonim have four different approaches. They reject many of them for reasons we'll discuss. Rishonim have four different basic approaches to answer this question. The Ritva quotes from the Ramban that we're speaking in a case where the chelik of the goy was mevurer biyad oberegel, meaning that it wasn't that they were just partners in the avodah zarah in general. It's that the goy owned the legs of the avodah zarah, the hands of the avodah zarah, and the Jew owned, let's say, the torso and the head of the avodah zarah. That's how the shutfus worked. It wasn't a shutfus where we just have both our owners were joint owners of the avodah zarah in its entirety. So if that's the, or let's say the avodah zarah was made up of different materials, made up of kesef and nechoshes, and the guy owned the kesef, the Jew owned the nechoshes, or vice versa. So in that way, it's very easy to be mevarer out exactly which part belonged to who. The Rashba, however, rejects this idea because he says if that's the case, then of course the Nachri is allowed to be mevatel his chelek because it's not really a shutfus, meaning they just happen to own things that are in close proximity to each other, but it's not really a full-fledged shutfus. There's no reason that the Yisrael's chelek should in any way hold back the guy from being mevatel his chelek. That would be no chiddush, meaning it's too good an answer. If that were the explanation, then there's really no chiddush in the Gemara, then it's too obvious. So the Ritva quotes that Acherim Tirtzu, he quotes others who answer, that the Nafkamina is in the following case. What if the guy sells his chelek, he sells his share in that Avodah Zarah? So is that money mutter? So if the guy was mevatel his chelek, granted, we can't identify where that chelek is in the Avodah Zarah because it's all mixed in there, but if he sells his chelek, whatever his chelek is mutter. So then the money is not the Avodah Zarah, and the money should be mutter. However, the Rishonim reject that as well, because they say we paskin later on, Samach Dal and Amun Aleph, Demei Avodah Zarah biyad goy is mutar in any way. You don't need him to be mevatel it in order for that to be mutter. When a goy sells an Avodah Zarah, the money he gets from it is mutter anyway. So his bittel didn't really get him anywhere. So the third pshat that the Ritva likes, what he considers the pshat hanachon, the correct pshat, is the nafkamina is, what if after the goy is mevatel it, he gives his chelek to Yisrael? So that chelek is now mutter b'hana'a to Yisrael, meaning if the Yisrael then goes and sells that chelek, not that the guy sold the chelek, the guy gave the chelek to Yisrael, his chelek that he was mevatel. If the Yisrael then goes and sells that chelek, then he's allowed to get hana'a from the money that he gets when he sells that chelek. Now, if the guy was not mevatel it prior, then it would be of demei avodah zarah biyad Yisrael, and that would be aser. Then it would be a problem. The Ramban, for whatever reason, says that he finds that teretz to be eino nachon, to be incorrect, but unclear exactly what's incorrect about it. That seems to work. The fourth possible mahalich that goes Sashri writes in Simon Beis, that over here we do say breira, meaning the whole premise of the question was that we can't apply breira because it's daraisa, and there's no breira on dinim daraisa. That was the whole premise of the question. Now Gosha Shri says, no, not so. Over here we do apply breira because all these yisuri avodah zarah that we're speaking of are really only yisurim derabanan. Problem is, it's not true. Meaning, it doesn't seem to be true. It seems to be an Issur D'Oraisa to get Hana from an Avodah Zarah. That's not an Issur D'Rabbanan. It's unclear exactly what the Hagos Hashri is talking about. So Shor Mitzion HaBalacha quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim in Mitzvah Lamed Tes, that he wants to say that maybe the Hagos Hashri holds that Mida Oraisa, we don't say that Yisrael Palach Adaita Denafshe. Mida Oraisa, we wouldn't say that the Jew is worshipping on his own das, and therefore when the guy is Mevatel his Chelek, that the Jew is the Jew's Chelek remains intact. Mida Oraisa, we would say that the Jew is Palach Adaita Da Avodas Kochavim, that he's only worshipping Al Das, the Ovid Kochavim, and therefore when the Ovid Kochavim is Mevatel his Chelek, the Jew's Chelek would be Mevatel, would be Batel automatically. That's what we would say Midaraisa. But Midrabanan, we're Choshesh, that the Jew's is Palach Adaita Denafshe, and therefore the Bittel of the Goy doesn't work to be Mevatel the Chelek of the Jew. Oh, once you're going to say that, then clearly the whole issue here is only a Drabanan. And that might be what the Agos Hashri means. Problem is, where did he get that from? Where do we see that's the Daraisa versus a Drabanan? The Gemara sounded like it was a Havamina versus a Maskana, not a Daraisa versus a Drabanan. Okay, but that's what the Hagos Hashri says. In the Chalk Yaakov, in the Sardar Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, he says if there's Chametz that a Jew and a Goy have a Shutvos together in, and then after Pesach, where it's only in Issa Drabanan, we say Yesh Breira, and the Chelik of the Goy is Mutter, and the Chelik of the Yisrael is Aser. Because Chametz Shul Shutvin is also Aser Bahana'a, but yet we're able to sort it out. And it seems very similar to this idea of the Agos Hashri, that when there's this Shutvos between the Goy and the Yisrael, and so you're able to since it's a Din Drabanan, we're able to apply Breira afterwards. Okay, says the Gemara.
Stores that are thrown, they all use that for Shabbos as well. They say that like it's profitable on Shabbos.
That may not be relying on Breira. That's just the deal originally, that you get the profits from this day, aside from the fact that it's only Drabanan anyway, so we probably could rely on Breira. But I don't think you need Breira over there, because that's just the deal when they go into it. Mm-hmm. That's your chelik. That's my chelik. Now the question is,
the weekends are more profitable, and then you have to.
Right. That's when it gets into Breira issues. Exactly. Ikad Demasna Braisa, and some have the statement of Rabbi Hillel Breid Rabbi Vilas related to the Braisa. Rabbi Shimba, again, this is the third application of the statement of Rabbi Hillel Breid Rabbi Vilas, that Rabbi Shimba Menasi Omer, Avodas Kocham Shal Yisrael, Ein Lebetel Olamis, that an Avodas Zar of Yisrael can never become Batel. My Olamis. What do you mean? Can never become battle. Just say in the betela, it can't become battle. What's olamis? What does that add? Amar Hil Breid Rabbi Vilas. It means that whenever a Jew has any sort of chelik in an avodah zarah, can never become battle. Lo nitzchal sheish olam b'chavim b'shutfus. Even when a guy is a shutuf in it, the kamash melon the yisrael adaita dinafshei palach, and the whole chiddush is that the Jew is not tola b'dasli ovid chavim, he's tola on das atzmo, and therefore even when the guy goes and is mevatel his chelek, the Jew's chelek remains intact. That's the chiddush of ein lo b'tela olamis, that even when it's b'shutfus. Okay, says the new Mishnah, ketzad mevatel, how does one go about being mevatel an avodah zarah? So kata rosh hazna rosh chotma rosh etzba'a, if you chop off the tip of its ear, the tip of its nose, the tip of its finger, pichsaf al pishlo chisra, or you hammer it out and you dent it, even though you didn't, it's not chaser, it's not actually missing anything. Bitla, that is a valid form of bitl. Rak b'faneha, hishtin b'faneha, garra, zarek es hatzoa, harezo ena b'tela. If a person spit in front of it, urinated in front of it, dragged it, threw excrement at it, that's not bitl. Machra o mashkina, if you sell it, or you gave it out as a mashkon, as a collateral, Rebbe Omer, bitel v'chamram lo bitel. That's machlokas. So three basic categories in the Mishnah. First category is things that you actually take something off of the avodah zarah. That's a valid form of bitel. Second category, where you do something that's a disgrace to the avodah zarah, but don't take something off of it. That's definitely not a bitel. And third category, where you let it go out of your possession. So that's a machlokas, whether that's called bitel or not called bittel. So why does it dafka pick these limbs? Is there a reason why? I would have thought if it just told me Rosh Elzna that Rosh Chotma or Rosh Etzba wouldn't work, and why stop there? Just keep giving me different body parts. Obviously the Mishnah wouldn't do that. Each line, each word has to have a chiddush in it. So in the Sefer Shoshanim L'David, he says that the Mishnah is written in the Lomi Bayu fashion. Lomi Bayu Ka'amar. Don't say that it's dafka azna, that that you're doing to the Avodah Zarah like you do to an Eved, and that's why it's a good bittul. Because one might think that, look, it's not just that you're cutting off a piece that shows that the Avodah Zarah is beneath you, that it's like an Eved. So you might think that's a good bittul, but other areas of the body are not. V'lomi b'yichotma, where, and don't think that it's only the nose, because the nose is at least on the face, and it changes the whole hadras panim of the look of the statue, but the chiddush is even etzba'a. So it goes from the least chiddush to the greatest chiddush in the Mishnah. Starts with Azna to the Chotma, all the way to etzba'a. The Beis Lachem Yehuda quotes in the name of the Ma'arit that when you have tsuros katanos, little dolls, little getchkas, so it's good enough to cut out an eye. But tsuros gedolos, when you have larger statues, you need to be mashchis the entire nose so that it's very evident right away that there's something wrong with it. And he says the Mishnah over here is not really a problem, because you could say that Eino Chinami, to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, all you need is a Kol Shehu. But he's referring to getting rid of a different problem, a problem of Chashad, that people are going to see that you still have a statue, something that looks like an Avodah Zarah. So it could be that for a larger statue, granted it's no longer an Avodah Zarah per se, but to get out of the problem of Chashad, you need to do something greater. Chassam Sofer was not so enthralled with that idea. He said that we don't find such an idea mentioned in any of the poskim, that beyond being mevatel the avodah zarah, you need to do something else. And he says, Nadrabah, the chotem cut off in a tzura gedola is more nicker than it is in a tzura katana. In a larger statue, it's even more nicker than it is in a smaller statue. So why be mechalik in that way? Then you should say you need a greater hashchasa even in a tzura katana. So the Chassam Sofer rejects this possibility. Okay, says the Gemara, Kilo Chisro b'may bitla. If a person did not cause it to be chaser, so then how has he been mevatelit? Meaning, one of the examples of how to be mevatelit was pachsa afal pi shelo chisra. If you hammer it out, even though you didn't. Take anything off of it. So where's the bittul? Some Rabbi Zera Shapachsu Befaneha. You hammered it on its face, and therefore you makalkel the whole tzura of the Avodah Zarah. You destroy the whole tzura of the image, the facial image of the Avodah Zarah. That's certainly good enough. Rakak Befaneha V'hishn Befaneha Minani Mili. Where do we know that spitting or urinating is not good enough? Amr Chizki Adamar Krat. Well, Minani Mili, says Rashi, means the Hadar Palachla, that he would go back and still worship it. Meaning the whole point is, what is a good bittul? Something that destroys it in a way where it's never going to be worshipped again. The Mishnah says urinating on it, spitting on it, is not something that will be mevatelit, implying that someone would still go back and worship it after himself urinating or spitting on the item, on the Avodah Zarah. So where do we see that? Amr Chizki Adamar Krat, because the Pasuk says, Vahaya ki yirav v'iskatsif v'kilel b'malko v'ubeluhav upana l'mala, that it first says that he's going to reject his Avodah Zarah and he's going to turn upward, uksiv basrei, and then it says v'al eretz yabit v'netzar v'chashecha, that he's going to then look back down to the earth and back down to his own Avodah Zarah. So even after he has rejected the Avodah Zarah and he's looked toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to go back to it. Da'afgav d'kilel malko v'eluhav upana l'mala el eretz yabit, even though he cursed his own king and his own God and he turned to the heavens, still he's not done yet. El eretz yabit, he's still going to go back and look back down to earth. Machra mashkon Rebbe Omer Bitel. Now, if you were sold it or you gave it as a mashkon, so that's a machlokas. Rebbe says that is a valid form of bittul. Chum say it's not a valid form of bittul. Ziri Omer Biyochum Rebbe Omer Baraba Omer Rav Chad Omer Machlokas Betzarif Avir Chavim Betzarif Yisrael Devera Kol Bitel. So there's a machlokas. One sheet that holds that if you gave it to a metal dealer, someone who buys not a metal dealer, someone who buys metals, who's likely a tzoref for a living, who else would be buying the scrap metals, who's an Ovid Kuchavim, so that's where we have machlokas. But if it was a tzoref Yisrael, then everyone would say that it's batel. Why? Because you have to think about the person who's giving it, who's selling it. If I'm selling an Avodah Zarah that's made out of metal to a guy who's a tzoref Ovid Kuchavim, so okay, over there I might be thinking in my mind, he's an Ovid Kuchavim, he's going to pray to it, he's going to worship it, he's not going to use this as scrap metal. But if I'm selling it to a tzoref Yisrael, to a Jew who works in scrap scrap metals, so there's no chance that he's going to keep it to worship it. So the whole machlokas is only by Yitzorif of Chavim, but by Yitzorif Yisrael, everyone says it's going to be batel. Now Tosus points out, it doesn't have to be Yitzorif Yisrael, even if it's a Jew who doesn't work with metals. But the fact that a Jew is buying it is enough that for the Ovid Chavim to realize that this Avodah Zarah is not going to be used as an Avodah Zarah anymore. The Charam, but the other Shita in Amoraim says, no, but Yitzorif Yisrael machlokas. The machlokas in our Mishnah is when you sell it to a Jew. So what does that mean? The machlokas in our Mishnah is when you sell it to a Jew. Does that mean, Ibailhu, but Yitzorif Yisrael machlokas, Yitzorif Ovid Chavim Divrei HaKol Lo Bitel? Does that mean to say, but if he were to sell it to a guy, then for sure it's not batel? If he were to sell it to a Yitzorif Ovid Chavim, then for sure it's not batel because he really thinks that the Ovid Chavim is going to use it as a Avodah Zarah, Odil Mabem Bizeh Bein Bizeh Machlokas. Or maybe what he means to say is that the Machlokas is even when you sell it to a Tzarif Yisrael, but the Machlokas Tanaim would also apply if you sell it to a Tzarif Avodah Chavim. So Tashma, so the Gemara tries to bring a Raya. Damer Rabbi, Nirin Dvarai, Kishamachra Lechavla, Vidivri Chavera, Shamachra Leovda. So Rabbi says, I think I'm correct when you sell it to be destroyed, and I think my Chaverim, the Rabbanan, are correct that it's not batel when you sell it to be worshipped. So frak the Gemara, my lechavla, my leovda, in order to express what the raya is over here, we have to translate the terminology over here. What do you mean you sell it to be destroyed or you sell it to be worshipped? Ilem lechavla, lechavla mamish, leovda, leovda mamish. If those words are to be taken literally, that the guy who's selling it is literally selling it to be destroyed or to be worshipped, my tam demanyam bitel, my tam demanyam lo bitel. Well, when you sell it to be destroyed, obviously the whole point is what your kavana is. If you're selling it to be destroyed, then obviously it's batel. There would be no shita of the chachamim. And if you hold that you're selling it la'ovda, then there's no shita of Rebbe. Then there's no svara to say that it should be batel. Elolav lechavla lemisha asad lechavla umanu tzorif Yisrael. So lechavla must mean not that you're selling it with the intention that it get destroyed. It means you're selling it to a place where it's likely going to get destroyed. Meaning you're selling it to a tzorif Yisrael liovda lemisha asad laovda umanu tzorif avik chavim. Laovda means you're selling it to someone who's likely going to use it as an object of worship, and that's obviously the avik chavim ushmamina. But what you see is beimze machlokas, that the machlokas applies both when you sell it to Yisrael and when you sell it to an Ovid Chavim. How do you see that the Machlokas applies in both cases? Because what was Rebbe's statement? Nirin Dvarai Kishamachra Lechavla, which is another way of saying, I think I'm correct in the case where you sell it to a Jew, and I think the Chachamim are correct when you sell it to an Ovid Chavim. But the implication is, what do you mean I'm correct, they're correct? The implication is that there's a Machlokas in both cases, and therefore my statement is more Mistaver in one case, their statement is more mistaver in another case, implying that the machlokas is in both cases. So says Gemara, lo, that's not at all what Rebbe's saying. Hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Amar Rebbe, nirin dvarai lichaveirai kishamachra lechavla. Not that just my svar is more mistaver when you sell it to a Jew, but that even the chacham would be moda to me when you sell it to a Jew. Umanu tzorif Yisrael, sha'av chaveir elo nechko alai elok shmachra la'ovda ava lechavla modli. Because our whole machlokas that we had was only when you sell it to an Ovid Kochavim, but if you sell it to a Jew, everyone was moda in the first place, that is definitely a valid form of bittel. Let's say a person buys a bunch of silver pieces from an Ovid Kochavim. He buys a bunch of small silver pieces from an Ovid Kochavim, and he's going through his bag of silver, and he finds a little gachka, he finds a little Avodah Zarah in the bag of silver. If he was Moshech the bag, and he took it into his possession before he paid for it, so then he should give it back. Give what back? Give back the whole bag, or give back the Avodah Zarah? So says Rashi, Imach l'nosan ma'os mashach yachzir la'ovid kochavim vivatlena. Give it back to the Ovid Kochavim and have him be mevatel it. And if you want to buy it afterwards, then you'll be able to buy it. he was Moshechi, doesn't that mean that he was already Kona it? So Rashi says, no. Avgav de Mashach, lor min avodas kavim shal Yisrael hivena b'teila, the Mashiach b'taos havai. He never meant to be Moshechi, the whole thing was b'taos. But the clear implication of Rashi is that what are you being Moshech? What's he acquiring? What's he giving back, rather? He's giving back the avodah zara itself. He's not giving back the silver. The Paras Yosef just points out that the diuk that Rashi makes is from the fact that the Gemara says Yachzir with a Yud as opposed to Yachzor with a Vav, which would be which implies that even though you're not Chozer on the entire Mekach, you could still be Machzir the Avodah Zarah in it. Meaning that's a greater Chiddush. If you were being Chozer on the entire Mekach, so you could say, I was never Kona it. I was never Kona any of this. The whole Mekach was invalid, and therefore the guy can still be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. But it's a bigger Chiddush to say, no, the silver stuff I'm keeping, the pieces of silver, that was a valid Kinyan. It's just the Avodah Zarah that was inside of it, that was never a valid kinyan. That's a much greater chiddush, but that's his medayik from yachzir as opposed to yachzor. Fine. Im mishanasan ma'os mashach, if after the money was already given, that's when the Jew took it into his possession, well then it's too late. Yoluch li'am ha'melech, then it's nevel dezara b'yad Yisrael, it's never going to become batal, you got to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So iyan bishlam b'tzarif Yisrael machlokes ha'mani rabbanan hi. So if you assume that the machlokes is by tzarif Yisrael, and that even by tzarif Yisrael, we assume even when a guy sells an avodah zarah to Yisrael, the Rabbanan are going to assume it's not batel. So I understand the author of that last brisa we just quoted is the Rabbanan, who will say that you need to give it back in order to let it be batel. And if you can't give it back because you've already been koned, so too late, it's gone. You're never going to be able to get enough from it. So I understand that could be the shita of the Rabbanan. Eliyam b'tzorif avichav machlokas al b'tzorif Yisrael devira kol bitel hamani. But if everyone agrees that when a guy sells an avodah zarah to a Jew, that he himself, the guy, is by definition being mevatalit, well then what's the issue over here? When the Jew buys the silver and there's an avodah zarah in there, isn't it already batel? Because the avodah zarah sold it to a Jew. That's going like nobody. So says the Gemara, shiny hasam daidaita de grutal zavin, adaita avodah zarah no zavin. Now over here, when do we say that an avodah zarah who sells an avodah zarah to a Jew is by definition mevatal the avodah zarah? When he tries to sell an avodah zarah to a Jew, so he asks Havana, look, I know I'm selling it to a Jew, obviously I'm being mevatal the avodah zarah. But when the Ovid Chacham intends to sell the avodah, to sell silver pieces, and he forgot, oh my gosh, I left the getchka in the box of silver, but he didn't do that intentionally, so he certainly doesn't have intention to be mevatel the avodah zarah. Everyone would agree that there is not yet a bittul just by virtue of the sale alone, that there was not a bittul of the avodah zarah when the sale was totally mistaken. Tanu Rabbanan Rav Braisa, lava ala o shenafla ala mapolos o shaganvu al listin o sheinucha bal mahaklum dinas. What if the non-Jew lends money using the avodah zarah's collateral, or the avodah zarah has if it falls under a mapolis, a house caves in on it, or it's stolen by listim come bandits come and steal it. So why is that his fault? So Rashi says venu machazer achra. The point is that he never tries to retrieve it. Or he leaves it alone and travels the Medina Siyam and leaves the country. So in all those cases, imasidin lachzar b'milchemes Yoshua ena betela. If it's going to come back to him like milchemes Yoshua, then it's not going to become batel. So Rashi right away points out, if you're bothered by that phrase, it's going to come back and revert back like milchemes Yoshua. Rashi says the kamei parach halo hader amorim shiyatzu lilachim Yoshua. That never changed. That never went back. Why would you give an example of something like that? Milchemes Yoshua with the Amorim, that shouldn't go back. So why is that the example? So the Gemara will get to that. But says Gemara Tzricha, we need all the cases that we just gave. Had he just told me that he used it as a collateral and a loan, I would say, yeah, that's not batel because he didn't sell it. When you sell it and you plan getting rid of it from your possession forever, that's when it's gonna be batel. But just lova aleha, maybe not. But I would think that if a mapolis falls on it and you don't go and try to retrieve it and try to dig it out, I would think you're being mevatalit tzricha. Therefore, comes tell me that it's not necessarily true that you're going to be mevatalit as long as it's still retrievable. And had it taught the case of nafla mapolis, because the guy might be thinking to himself, hey, whenever I want it, I can always go and get it. I know exactly where it is. It's right under that pole. pile of rubble over there. So if I ever need it, if I ever want it, I always have the ability to retrieve it. But if listim steal it from the fact that you're not looking for it and you don't go after it, so you're mevatel it, tzricha therefore needs to tell me that even in the case of listim, you're not necessarily mevatel it. V'itana ganvua listim, had it told me the case of ganvua listim, mishum desavar iovid kachavim shakala miflach palachla, yisol shakala, I did tmei yukar, mazmelovid kachavim palachla. Then what could be going through his mind is the following. If an Ovid Kochavim stole it from me, so I'm sure he'll put it to good use and he'll go and he'll worship it and he'll treat it like an Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's no sense in being mevatel it. It will still serve as an Avodah Zarah. And if a Jew is the one who stole it from me, so the Jew's no fool. He's going to realize that it's valuable, it's worth a lot of money. He's not going to use it for himself, he's not going to break it. He'll sell it to an Ovid Kochavim, who will then use it as a proper Avodah Zarah. So the guy in his mind is never going to be mevatel it. But when he just abandons the Avodah Zarah, he just leaves the Avodah Zarah here and moves to Medina Siam, when someone moves out of a house and they leave something behind, they don't plan on coming back and getting it. They're mevatel it. They're totally mevatel it. That's what I would think. Tzricha therefore comes to tell me that no, he's not mevatel. He's not mevatel it in this case. Now in the Hagos of the Rag Lipschitz, I have no idea who it is, but in the Otsim Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara, he points out Shnufalev Mapolas. He says Afilu Rav Shimon Lakish on Daf Memalvim Beis that says Lo Amar Ovid Kochavim Ihi Nafshalo Atzla. Rav Shimon Lakish says that typically when an Avodah Zarah suffers a terrible fate for the Avodah Zarah, meaning it gets destroyed, it gets something happens to it, that the psychology of the Ovid Kochavim of the non-Jew is to say, why would I worship this anymore? It couldn't even save itself. It's not going to save me. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Nafla Mapolis, it's stuck under a pile of rubble. So shouldn't we say that automatically is a bittul, according to Rav Shimon Lakish? That, look, he couldn't save himself. Why would he save me? So he says, no, over here it's different. Kivin dahacha nishara shlema lo amar hachi. That svara is only used when it's destroyed, when it's physically destroyed. When it's just inaccessible, that's not, you wouldn't say that svara, that iu nafsha lo atzla couldn't save itself. What do you mean? It's perfectly fine. It's just underneath a pile of rubble. It doesn't hurt it to be underneath a pile of rubble, so it's perfectly fine. So you wouldn't say such a svara in that case. Fine. Also, let's go weiter. So says the Gemara weiter. So we said, if it's something that's going to be retrievable, like the Melchamas Yeshua, then it's not batal. So frak the Gemara, midi Melchamas Yeshua mehadar hadar. Did we miss something in the Tanakh? Is the Melchamas Yeshua something that's reversible? So hachi kamar, im asidin lachzar harei hu k'melchamas Yeshua ve'en lebetela. No, we mean to give Melchamas Yeshua as the opposite example, something that is never batal. That if it's something that is a seed in Lachzar, then it's like the Melchamas Yeshua in that it's not batel, it remains intact. Still a weird example to give. Why would we relate this to Melchamas Yeshua? It's coming to tell us parenthetically something else. If a Jew stands up a brick in order to be mishtachave to it, and then an Ovid Chavim comes and is mishtachave to that brick, so it's going to be aser. So if you look at Tosos, Tosos points out, it has to be that the Ovid Kochavim goes and worships that brick, not a different brick. It has to be the brick that the Yisrael himself stood up. Meaning the whole point is that when the Jew stands up the brick, he's showing that he wants this to be worshipped. Then the Ovid Kochavim comes and obliges. So it's not a problem of Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, because the Jew has already been maskim by being zokef to Levena. We don't necessarily assume, though, that just because the Jew was zokef this brick in order to be worshipped, that he would also be happy about you worshipping any of his other bricks. So if the Ovid Kochavim would come along and worship any of the other bricks, it does not become Asra, then it would be Eino Demosu Davar She'eino Shelo. So frankly, Gemara, Minalim Da Asra, how do we know that it becomes Asra? Amar Rav Elazar, Kitchila Shel Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael initially. Dam Rachman, the Pasuk says, Vashreim Tisrufun Be'esh. Pasuk says, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, there were Asherah trees that needed to be destroyed. that implies that whoever worshipped them had the ability to make the maser. So michti Yerusha Yilamei Avoseya may not maser Dovah Shenu Shlo. We already have a Yerusha from Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. Who gave later people the right to come in and use it as a Avodah Zarah and therefore Asrit? Ain't the maser Dovah Shenu Shlo. Why would we have to destroy those Asheros? They should have never become Asrit. They belong to us the whole time. If you want to say the ones that were there originally, you should just the bittel alone should be enough. So says Gemara, Elmi depolchu Yisrael leegel. Now the point is that from the fact that the Jewish people worshipped the Egel, so they were Megala Das at the time that they worshipped the Egel, that they wanted it to be used for Avodah Zarah, that they were happy about Avodah Zarah. The Chiyosu of the Chavim Shlichus of the two Avdi. And then when the Avodah Chavim came along, they were just doing the Shlichus of the Yisrael. So Achanami, Yisrael Shazak of Veina Gal Yadayte Denichle Bavodah Chavim. So too over here, when the Jew stands up the brick, he's Megala Das that he wants the Avodah Zarah. So when the Avod Chachavim comes and is and worships it, he's just doing the shlichus of the Jew. But wait a second, maybe when the Jews worshipped the Egel, all they were megaladas to was that they wanted the Egel to be worshipped, not that they wanted the trees in Eretz Yisrael to be worshipped. So Amakra, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. No, the Pasuk says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Melamed She'ivu Le'elohos Harbe. And that tells you that they actually worshipped many different gods, meaning that it wasn't only about the Egel. Ema called Bahade Egel, Nitzru, Mikan Ve'eloch Nishtari. But I might think that only those things, that those Asheros that were there at the time that they did the Egel, those should become Aser, but those that were worshipped after that time, after Klal Yisrael did Tshuva, it's no longer something that that can become Aser. So says Gemara, you're right, but man muchach. As Rashi says, mi yodea, ezo heisa bosa shav, ezo nevda achrekein. We can't go get a full history report on every tree and figure out exactly when it was nevad, exactly at what point in time it was worshipped. The Mitzvah Eson in the back of the Gemara quotes over here the Sefer Or Ne'erav, who says that in this idea of Eino the Moser Dover Sheino Shalow, he says Ze Eino Raki Amrin De Karkein and Exelas. The whole issue of Eino the Moser Dover Sheino Shalow on the land of Eretz Yisrael is if you assume Karkein and Exelas. But if you assume Karkas and Exelas, so then the Goyim stole the Karka, it belongs to them, it's not a the Moser Dover Sheino Shalow, so it's theirs now and they can go and answer it. But he says that he doesn't understand at all what that's talking about. Because even if you say metaltolin is also, you're able to steal metaltolin. So if a guy steals my car and then worships it, then he does have the ability to aser it? Vaday not. Even when you say that something is an exelus, it means that it has kinyane gazela vis-a-vis his responsibilities to paying for it in case there's an onus that happens to it. If he steals my car and then it gets struck by lightning, something crazy happens to it, he still has to pay me for it. That's what it means that he has a kinyan. But not that it's really his in the sense that he has the ability to aser it. That we would never say. So too, even if you hold karka and exelus, it still does not give the Ovid Chavim the right to go and make something that doesn't belong to him, aser. Now, the Mitzvah Eson also points out a different comment on the line where the Gemara says, "Mi depolchu Yisrael Egel galu adaitai denichluhu," that from the fact that the Jews worshipped the Egel, they were being megaladas that they were happy with avodah zaras. So he says, "V'kasha ta'aliba de Rav kaiminan v'iyu amar b'sanhedrin de lo avdi Yisrael avodah zchavim el kedei lahatir len arayis b'faresia." But Rav said that the Jews never really believed in any of the avodah zaras. So why would you, all they were doing was they wanted to be matir arayis b'faresia? They found the Torah too restrictive, and they want to be Matir Arayos, so they picked some alternative religion that will allow them to do whatever they want. But it wasn't really about some theological idea that they had. So how can you say automatically that they're Megal Das? There was no Das over here. It was Yitzhar Ar, it was Taiva. So he says, maybe you could say that because they so badly wanted to be Matir, they'd be willing to take any Avodah Zarah. Sheira's not going to hold them back from Arayos. The Eagle's not going to hold them back from Arayos. So that is a valid form of Giloy Das. And just one more point in the Melo Haroim in the back of the Gemara, on the last line of the Gemara, we said, Man Mucha, who's going to know what's what? So he says, according to the Rambam, who holds that Safek Minat Torah Lekula, that the idea of Safek Daraisa Lechumra is only a din Dirabanan. So he says, Yeshlomer Dibi Ischazik Moda Rambam. Kamoba Asham Tali, that when there's a cheskas iser, the Rambam will be moda that we're going to have to be, that even in the case of Safek, we'd go l'chumra mida oraisa. And that's why over here, in the case of these asheros, you don't know which asherah was worshipped when. So over here also, it's ischazik yisura. And that's why the Torah asked and the Torah required burning down these asheros, because otherwise you could say, what do you mean? If it's a Safek, Safek daraisa is only l'chumra mida rabanan. Mida raisa, Safek daraisa should have been l'kula. No, but it's ischazik yisura. There's a cheskas iser, and since there's a cheskas iser, we wouldn't say Safek daraisa l'kula on a daraisa level. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow. Ooh, big on the base tomorrow. Okay.